local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Happy Wednesday, already past the midway point now for the week, and just a couple of days left. We'll still see some scattered showers, thunderstorms for the rest of the week. I believe the weekend forecast still looking good, so looking forward to that. Plenty to talk about here, both in terms of what's happening around the world and right here in our own backyard. So we will get to it. Joe and Gracie with you. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. And as always, starting off with our top three stories today. In the state of Pennsylvania, the search for Danilo Cavalcante over. Recaptured this morning at around 1 a.m. local time.
They were able to move in very quietly. They had the element of surprise. Cavalcante did not realize he was surrounded until that had occurred.
That from the head of the Pennsylvania State Police, saying they started tracking a heat signal at about 1 a.m. that registered there after a burglary alarm went off in the area. So that attracted the officers, the canine units to that location. They kind of just set up a really tight perimeter and then waiting for sunlight to come up, and then they slowly moved in. So that's when it happened there this morning. Also, Gracie, what's going on with the White House today?
Also, President Biden has apparently sent a letter to major news outlets asking that they scrutinize his House impeachment inquiry. So House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that the letter is out of bounds.
I think the investigation is really concerning to me that the president, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
The White House letter urges news organizations to call out what it says are lies and misinformation spread by Republicans.
And here in the state of Florida, the first in the nation to recommend against COVID-19 boosters for individuals under the age of 65. That announcement made by Surgeon General Dr. Joe Ladapo.
Steering the state of Florida in a direction of truth and in a direction of data that benefits Floridians and humans rather than a focus on benefiting corporations or whoever the heck is benefiting from these terrible decisions that we're seeing come out of the CDC and the FDA.
And Ladapo says that the recommendation is based on the lack of human clinical trials and evidence of benefit for the newly FDA-approved boosters. Those are our top three stories today. Gracie has a check of the roads and our weather.
Really no slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area, as well as the 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something else in our area, just give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111 with those traffic details. For weather, we're looking good for the rest of this evening. It looks like there is a small still chance of rain at 20% in the overnight hours and a low of 77. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m. with a high of 91. Partly cloudy right now. It's 78 in Pensacola, 78 in Milton, and 77 in Gulf Breeze with the heat index at 80. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some local headlines today, getting an update from Gulf Shores Police. We told you earlier this afternoon that an inmate went missing during work detail this morning. 34-year-old Christopher Bates left his assigned workplace at around 11:30, last seen around County Road 8. Well, now police say that it is believed that he had an accomplice and has now fled the area. So the Alabama Department of Corrections is now leading the search to track him down. Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says it was one of the worst conditions they've ever seen. A Pensacola woman being held now on child neglect charges after deputies allegedly found her apartment in deplorable condition.
This is one of the worst ones that we've seen. When you read the description and watch the body camera from the deputies, you can see just how bad it is, and it just makes you feel for the children, you know, and the conditions that they've had to live in.
30-year-old Shisha Knight was arrested last night, being held on no bond. DCF officers did remove the children from the home. Deputies say they allegedly noticed a roach infestation, heavily soiled mattresses, dirty diapers, and rotten food on the floor. Hearing from Baptist CEO Mark Faulkner today, as construction is complete and the move-in has started at Baptist Hospital's new campus on Bren Lane, Faulkner says Saturday, September 23rd, the emergency room at East Street will close at 3 a.m. and the new ER will open. Also, starting at 5 a.m. that day, patients will be safely moved over to the new campus.
I think they're going to find that, we must have thought of everything, because it really was designed from the voices of our nurses and caregivers and physicians with the patients and the community in mind.
Faulkner says they couldn't be more excited to offer the region the highest level of healthcare services in a brand new environment built for comfort and healing. I remember when this was announced that they were going to be moving and when the construction was starting, I was like, man, that is such a long way away. And then now it's right here, a week away. So,
and it looks fancy.
Amazing. Yeah, definitely fancy. I have not gotten a chance to see it from the inside. Andrew was there today, says it's, you know, it's just amazing. I've seen, you know, some snippets as far as what some of the features. Looking forward to the maternity section, if you know, that is in our plans for the future, perhaps another child or two. Maybe giving Baptist a try, because I hear the accommodations are quite nice for for the fathers. So it's badly needed. It's badly needed.
Yes, yes.
I have no idea what it is for the mothers, but for the fathers, it's class. It's all class. 6:18. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Sponsored by Jeff Vergosh, County Commissioner, the Bear Family Foundation, Merrill Lynch, Synovus Bank, and Bodacious. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
Friday morning at 10:30. Join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Dan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above-normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day, and for your texts as well. Keep them coming in, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at state headlines here before we get to traffic and weather. A new state law that took effect in July that kind of just slipped under the radar, I feel like. It allows local jurisdictions to place automated speed detection systems, a.k.a. speed cameras, in school zones. Signs will be posted warning of the cameras, and drivers will be issued warnings during a required 30-day public awareness period. After that, violators will be issued $100 tickets.
Also, the FDLE is announcing charges for the 36-year-old man accused of killing an elderly Lyft driver in Palm Beach County.
Mr. Flores fled across Florida, crisscrossing Central and Southeast Florida. He's very good at evading police. He stole several vehicles along the way, changed his hiding locations, and didn't tell his family and friends where he was staying.
So that was, again, Matthew Flores is charged with first-degree murder. Investigators say that he was on the run as a murderer suspect when he had an accomplice request a Lyft ride. The 74-year-old man, Alan Levin, finished the ride, and then he was shot, and the body was dumped in the woods.
Also, the man accused of killing three people in an Orlando shooting spree in court today. Police say Keith Moses shot and killed a 38-year-old woman, 9-year-old girl, and a Spectrum News 13 reporter in Pine Hills neighborhood. Back in February, the 19-year-old's lawyers asking a judge to allow them to use state funds to hire a psychologist to examine their client. If he's found guilty, prosecutors say they will ask for the death penalty. 625 now. We'll get national news right after traffic and weather together.
Roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. 29 and 90 also looking good. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also showing no major delays. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. And for weather, we're going to get a real quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Hot weather continues, and so do the advisories. We've got heat alerts and extreme heat that looks like it will continue all the way through the weekend, meaning high temperatures up in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees. Heat index values, well, you can add on about another 10 or so degrees to the actual air temperature, and that's how hot it feels. Lows around 80 and very little chance for any rain to pop up. I'm WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom.
Thanks so much, Alan. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
All right, national headlines today. A Republican U.S. Senate seat will be up for grabs in 2024.
I've spent my last 25 years in public service of one kind or another. At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders.
As Senator Mitt Romney from Utah saying he will not seek a second term, so that is going to be a hotly contested race there. Romney previously served as Massachusetts governor and was the Republican candidate for president against President Obama back in 2012.
Also, the White House is calling the impeachment inquiry into President Biden baseless.
You see Republicans in Congress, they have spent all year investigating the president and have turned up with no evidence that he did anything wrong.
So Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans are only trying to damage the president politically. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says that the investigation will give the House the power to determine whether there was any wrongdoing done by the president.
Also, the Biden administration is giving the green light for a financial boost to repair electric vehicle charging stations. The Department of Transportation says around $100 million will go towards ports that are existing but not operational. That money is set to come from the bipartisan infrastructure law. There's about 6,000 charging stations out of order, which is about 4% nationwide.
Also, the National Security Council spokesperson, John Kirby, defending the White House over a prisoner swap with Iran. Republicans are saying that the deals amounts to President Biden's paying ransom to a world state sponsor of terrorism.
The United States is pursuing an arrangement in which Iranian funds held in South Korea are moved to restricted accounts in Qatar, where they would be available for humanitarian transactions only.
Kirby argued that Iran is only getting access to its own oil revenue the U.S. had frozen, and there will be rigid restrictions on the Iranians' ability to use the money.
Also, the man who inspired the hit movie Sound of Freedom on Capitol Hill today, talking to lawmakers about the impact of the president's immigration policies. That's Tim Ballard. He was asked about the flow of illegal immigration into Texas.
Our agents and partner agencies have worked relentlessly over the last 9 months.
My bad, that's the wrong one. Here he is.
Have you ever seen the death rate higher than it is today of people just trying to get to the border?
Never. It's never been this high.
So Ballard is an anti-sex trafficking activist. He says the administration is complicit in the assault of children who are brought across the border. The New York Times reports that migrant kids as young as 12 are forced to work illegal and dangerous jobs. That's a look at what's happening in our national headlines. If you miss it at the top of the hour, top three stories again in Pennsylvania. Danilo Cavalcante finally taken into custody 2 weeks after he first escaped. So around 1 a.m. this morning, they tracked a heat signal and they set up a tight perimeter. And just as the sun came up, they moved in, caught him by surprise. Also, President Biden sending a letter to major news outlets asking that they scrutinize the House impeachment inquiry. And today, the state of Florida Surgeon General, Dr. Joe Ladapo, making the recommendation against COVID-19 boosters for individuals under the age of 65. He says that recommendation is based on a lack of human clinical trials as well as evidence of benefit for those newly FDA-approved boosters. So a lot happening today. 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. When we return, we've got a look at our sports headlines and what's going on in the world of health, business, and science.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The Biden administration is set to do battle against the House's impeachment inquiry of President Biden. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says Republican investigations have uncovered nothing about President Biden.
Even House Republicans have said, the evidence does not exist.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the disclosure that then Vice President Biden used email pseudonyms was a critical factor. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney is announcing he won't run for re-election. The 76-year-old cited his age as one reason, and he says both President Biden and Donald Trump should follow his lead.
Oh, I think it'd be a great thing if both President Biden and former President Trump were to stand aside and let their respective party pick someone in the next generation.
Romney was the Republican presidential nominee in 2012, losing to President Barack Obama. America is listening to Fox News.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News Guy Benson takes over at 2. And Joe Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather together. But first, let me tell you about the show that's coming to the Pensacola Little Theaters. Make sure to be listening to News Radio for a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Always a Bridesmaid at the Pensacola Little Theater. So there'll be some tickets coming up tomorrow and Friday, so just get ready for that. So getting a quick look at traffic and weather together, I-10 I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And if you see anything on the roads, just call in with your details. Partly cloudy right now at 78 in Pensacola. We do have some chances of rain for tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon at 40%. I'm Grace and News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. The NFLPA wants the NFL to do away with field turf, calling for the league to go back to grass surfaces in all stadiums. This in light of the terrible injury that Aaron Rodgers suffered on Monday Night Football. And specifically MetLife Stadium, a lot of players have been outspoken about that stadium specifically. And there's a reason why, as really in the last 3 years, there have been several instances of season-ending injuries on that particular field. Back in 2020, there were several, including five 49er players that had serious injuries, including two whose season was over playing on that field as well. So we'll see if there's anything to this coming forward here. NFLPA wants that to happen. The NFL says, hey, well, you know what? There's players that really like the field turf, and there's players that like grass, and it's kind of up to the owners. And I just don't think that the owners want to invest the money it costs to upkeep the grass fields week in and week out with so much use going on there. Speaking of Monday Night Football, it was the most watched game in ESPN history. More than 22 million people tuning in for the Aaron Rodgers debut there. The previous record involving another former Packer quarterback. In 2009, Brett Favre returned to Lambeau Field as a member of the Minnesota Vikings. Major League Baseball scoreboard right now, all games or most of the games in progress here, a couple of games final. Rays beat the Twins 5-4, and the Giants beat the Guardians in 10 innings, 6-5. In progress now, the Braves in the fourth inning lead the Phillies 3-1, the Reds up on the Tigers 3-2. Rangers and Blue Jays are scoreless, so are the Yankees and Red Sox. That one actually in a rain delay. And the Mets lead the Diamondbacks 1-0. Also here, the Texas Rangers say that Max Scherzer will be out for the rest of the regular season and possibly for the playoffs as well, should they make it that far. Health, business, and science notes today. More than 140,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union are readying to go on strike Friday if GM, Ford, and Stellantis don't meet their demands by the end of the day tomorrow. So they're looking for wage increases, pensions, and job protections. The potential walkout would likely impact production and increase prices.
Also, according to the Consumer Price Index, inflation is jumping. Consumer Price Index increased 3.7%, up from 3.2% in July. The CPI is the best measure of inflation, measuring consumer prices from anything from groceries to gas.
A group of well-known authors are suing Meta and OpenAI, accusing them of copyright infringement for harvesting books across the web to train their AI systems. The authors are seeking a court order requiring the companies to destroy AI systems that were trained on copyright-protected works.
Also, the CDC is recommending that all Americans get the latest COVID vaccine. It's meant to target the Omicron strand that spreads earlier this year. The Pfizer and Moderna shots are recommended for anyone age six months and older. The CDC director is expected to sign off on the recommendation as it's becoming available as early as today.
Yeah, doctors along the Gulf Coast apparently out with a new warning about eating raw seafood. Not sure why anybody would do that, but maybe it's good to some people. A nasty bacteria that could be deadly is on the rise.
It's been so hot this summer, ocean water temperatures have increased. This particular organism likes to grow in warm, salty water.
And the bacteria is a problem along the coast of Florida, Texas, and Louisiana. I mean, I guess sushi is considered raw, but I mean, they wash it and
yeah.
I mean, they prepare it. I mean, I don't know if that's, I mean, maybe it's oysters or I don't know.
Yeah, but I think, well, actually, I have no idea. Never mind. Also in health, business, and science notes, spending on political advertising is estimated to reach a record $10.2 billion in the 2024 cycle. That's according to projections from Ad Impact. Local TV stations are projected to rake in half of that at $5.1 billion, and cable TV expected to make $1.9 billion.
Looking at pop culture notes today, so a pretty interesting painting here, Pablo Picasso painting, that depicts his mistress is expected to fetch a whopping $120 million at auction, according to Sotheby's. The 1932 oil painting depicts Marie Therese Walter, who was known as Picasso's Golden Muse. Apparently, they kept their relationship a secret because of her age and because Picasso was married to a Russian-Ukrainian ballerina at the time.
Also, we talked about this yesterday, how Oliver Anthony, he is the singer who kind of went viral over one song, Richmond, North of Richmond. So Oliver Anthony says that he's canceling a show at Cotton Eye Joe in Knoxville because the ticket prices were too high. He blames it on a miscommunication with a friend who has been booking his shows. So tickets for the show were $99, and then a meet and greet was $199. So he says that's way too much. Don't spend $100 on a ticket. He wants all his tickets to be ranging from $20 to $40.
Well, the latest rumor mill is fueling speculation that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift might be an item.
Who found out what Taylor Swift thinks of your mustache?
Yeah, we're not going to bring up Taylor Swift in this episode. But something tells me she's going to like it.
So that from a recent podcast of the Heights there between Jason and Travis. Of course, what was it, about 3 months ago, Travis went to the Taylor Swift concert at Arrowhead Stadium, tried to get a post-concert meet and greet with her with a friendship bracelet with his phone number on it. Said he was butthurt because she declined the invitation. But apparently between now and then, maybe something has been brewing here, although I have no idea how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are seeing each other quietly over the last few weeks, because I would have had to have think that they would have been spotted somewhere. So I don't even know how that's orchestrated.
And like, wouldn't you think they're both pretty busy? Like, he's at training. She's like all over the place.
So, I mean, isn't she in Mexico right now?
I think so. Well, she was at VMAs last night, but so I guess she is like coming back.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe
stuff.
Well, isn't she was from the Midwest, right?
She's from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, I thought she, okay, no, never mind.
But I think she kind of has houses ever. I don't really know. I'm like a little, I really want this to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit like, don't want to get my hopes up.
Sure.
Because I feel like it's too good.
How do you
true.
Think how do you think this is going to, if it is true that they are seeing each other and this evolves to a point where, you know, it becomes public, what do you think will be their first like public appearance together? Do you think, because I mean there's so many options, but will it be Taylor Swift at a Chiefs game? Will it be Travis
at the European, will it,
maybe her like on a podcast? Or I mean, what do you think?
I don't think it'll be anything like a podcast where she's talking about it. I also don't think it's going to be her supporting him. I hate to say it. I just feel like she's like
so much bigger as
a
brand.
I don't know what it
entity.
Is. Or like, I feel like she's very like woman power,
or
where it's like we're
so
equal.
What are the big, I mean, I know, I mean, I don't care about the VMAs personally, but like, would those be considered the music industry's like biggest awards? Or what would it be?
I would say out of music awards, the VMAs would be kind of like
mid-tier.
Yeah, mid-tier, like Grammys.
Grammys.
Like, and or like,
so when are the next Grammys?
Beginning of the year is like award season, I feel like. also like Met Sunday, Gala February, would be like, I think so it's going to be something where we see them and they're taking a picture together, but we're not talking, they're not talking to us, and we're just, they're just out, they're spotted.
Sunday, February 4th, that is the week before the Super Bowl, so maybe, I don't know, maybe the Grammys is when Travis and Taylor, you know, if they're still together at that point, maybe that's when they make their grand appearance together on the red carpet.
And we did get a text in that reports from CBS News and Entertainment say that they're not dating. Yeah, they are saying they're not dating. They're just saying they're hanging out. Yeah, well, you know? That's, so yeah, it's not
getting to know you, having some Starbucks, to know each other.
Trying out the mustache.
I don't think they're meeting parents yet.
No, nothing like Mama Kelsey. No, not yet. Oh, yeah. Well, to continue with pop culture news, Taylor Swift's in pop culture for other reasons, not just for her dating life. But if you're wondering if you could get paid to devote your life to Taylor Swift on, your moment has come up. The Tennessean newspaper based in Nashville hiring a Taylor Swift reporter, basically what Joe and I are now. But the job was posted yesterday seeking experienced video forward journalists who want to capture the music and cultural impact of Taylor Swift. And the position is remote, can be based anywhere in the U.S., willing to travel internationally. So pretty cool one there.
I think we submit a joint application and we just send them this segment.
Like we have ton of material to send in.
6:48 here, News Radio 92.3. Taking a look, another look here. Also, we didn't do the NSYNC one yet, right?
Nope.
So, yeah, if you were listening yesterday, right around this time and in the 5 o'clock hour, we pretty much called this as NSYNC did have a reunion. Didn't sing, but they did introduce the Best Pop Video Award that also went to Taylor. I believe that what I saw, like the historical significance, what it was 20 years after NSYNC first won their first Best Pop Video. That sounds right to me. Maybe I had the years off, but Justin Timberlake, Lance Bass, and friends meeting at the VMAs there, and Taylor was like, "Well, so are you guys doing anything? What's the story? Because you guys can't just be meeting up here. It's got to be something in the works." And we told you that Justin apparently has this animated film coming out, or maybe NSYNC is recording some songs for that. I floated out there that now that 2023 and 20 years have passed, I think it would be a great idea for them financially if they needed the money to go on maybe a reunion tour, because all of the teeny boppers who just loved them at the time are now my age, mid-30s, 40s, and they all have teeny boppers and young girls of their own. And so I think it would be a great opportunity for a couple of generations of women to get together to celebrate what was NSYNC, because I don't think NSYNC got to the level that Taylor Swift has. But I mean, in the 90s, you know, at the ice rinks, at the arcades and every other thing that we were doing, it was NSYNC a lot. It was Britney a lot. It was Backstreet Boys a lot. So, songs of my Friday nights out and about.
I have a question for someone. I do know who NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys are, but did you either have to be a Backstreet Boys person or NSYNC, not both?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. So you were NSYNC, not Backstreet.
Well, I mean, I was only the girls, a guy, but okay. So for me, it didn't really matter too much. But yeah, that was NSYNC. Generally, it was. I mean, yeah, because I've told you before, it's like I'm so bad with knowing who sings who that there's Backstreet Boys songs that I thought were done by NSYNC that weren't, and vice versa. So, you know, the sounds are pretty similar, but definitely more of an NSYNC fan, you know, for whatever reason. I think I just because I saw them more and they were more recognizable. I couldn't tell you what any guy except was Aaron Carter in it. I don't remember if he was in Backstreet Boys. I may be able to spot him out, but Backstreet Boys was just not nearly as visible as NSYNC was. But anyway, 6:51, final break this show. We're back with wacky and weird headlines and some good news. We'll make Gracie cry, so stick around for that.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving.
Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked extensively about the Florida State Supreme Court hearing last Friday about whether the right to privacy protected in the Florida Constitution does also protect the right to abortion, because we have a 15-week limit and then a 6-week limit that are sort of pending legislation depending on the outcome of this ruling. So I talked a lot about the reasoning and the oral arguments and why I think the Florida State Supreme Court is definitely going to reverse and say that it does not protect that. You can listen to that discussion on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We've had a just phenom day, I would say, for a Wednesday at least.
Pretty phenom, yes.
Pretty phenom. And so hope you're having a great week too. So one day closer to the weekend. We're on the latter half of the week. So hopefully you are just, you know, having such an amazing time as we are. So we're looking good on the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something slowing you down, please give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we did have a lot of rain this earlier today. We still have a little bit of rain, some light rain throughout Milton and a little bit throughout Pace as well. So just keep that in mind. But we do have some slight chances of rain throughout the overnight hours, just at 20%. And it's coming up tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with the that's going to be mainly after 1 p.m. with a high of 91. It is 78 in our area, mostly partly cloudy throughout. the rest of our listening area. If you see anything else on the roads, call the traffic line. I'm Grace Jan, News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines today. So a town in Portugal had a flash flood over the weekend, but it wasn't rain or even water. Streets were flooded with red wine. The town of Lavira has a big distillery there. Sunday, two holding tanks full of red wine broke open and spilled 600,000 gallons into the street. At least one person's basement flooded. And I saw a video of one street, and it was, I mean, it was flooded. Like,
yeah,
it was like a, it was like a rapids river of red wine. Didn't see anybody, you know, just taking a cup and just kind of, you know, holding it off on the, I mean, you know, the top end of it would have been fine to drink, right?
Yeah, I would think so. If it was, you know, not flowing for that long. If it was at the bottom of the hill, I would say no. But if you were right by this distillery, I'd take a glass. Why not?
Or a bottle.
Or a bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you ever wanted to know what the future tastes like, there's a new Coca-Cola product for you. So Coca-Cola just released a limited time flavor that's supposed to taste like the future. So the recipe was created by AI, and it's available for now for a limited time. It's called Coca-Cola Y3000. So they haven't revealed what exactly in it yet. They do say that 85 to 90% of it is just Coca-Cola, but a 10 to 15% is a twist of something unexpected.
Yeah, I like them playing off the Y2K phenomenon. Yeah. So yeah, I'll try a can. I think I'm down for that. Would you like to try one with me? I'll see if I can find one, and we'll maybe try it together online here.
Yeah, especially because it's 90% Coca-Cola, and I like Coca-Cola. If it was like a root beer, I'd be like, I don't like root beer now. I don't need to know what root beer tastes like in the future. But yeah, no, I think this is probably going to be good.
I'll keep my eye on it. All right, so for good news, we're making Gracie cry now. Mm-hmm. So two sisters, elderly sisters, 190, 194, haven't seen each other in 3 years, and they got together when their granddaughter, the 94-year-old sister, got her granddaughter to take her the 2,700 miles to visit.
But we did. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. If we don't see each other on this earth, we'll see you in heaven. Don't say that. We're going to see each other again. But we did. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. If we don't see each other on this earth, we'll see you in heaven.
You betcha. You betcha.
Don't say goodbye.
I'm not going to. There's no way am I going to say goodbye to you.
Not going to say goodbye. It's we'll see each other again, either in this life or the next. I watched that, and, you know, it was the granddaughter was – they did not know they were being filmed, so the granddaughter was filming them. They were just, like, sitting in their couches and just enjoying the time together. That was a tearjerker, but awesome there. 6:59, we'll do it again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
1620 News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.